Buckley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. And joining us on Skype connection right now is Alan Weisbecker. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Please feel free to correct me on that. And thank you for spending time with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's Weisbecker, but everybody does that, so it's no big deal.
Weisbecker. All right, and I apologize I groveled before you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
All right, who I am goes back to, I came of age in the 60s, and I had a different kind of education. I spent the last three winters of the 60s on the north shore of Oahu. I was supposed to be going to the University of Hawaii, but I was going to the University of the North Shore. I came by living with people who were very special. I became to see myself, in that light. And by special, I mean, we came to the conclusion that surfers could do anything. We were, you know, the 60s, have a certain image of, the counterculture thing. We considered ourselves, a counterculture within a counterculture. Surfing back then, you didn't make money doing it. You had to figure out another way to make money, and that was usually by selling pot or whatever. And it was all to keep in the water. So I'm from a New York boy, and after seeing The Endless Summer with my best friend in the mid-60s, I decided I was going to devote my life to riding waves and figuring out how to get by any way I could, and I ended up doing that. Now, after that...
Can I intrude for a second? I want to take you up on a little bit of a tangent here. Obviously, I live in Oahu now, and I've been to the North Shore, and I have to admit it, I'm terrible at surfing, and I had a surfboard for like a little while, but I gave it away. I'm too old to really do that anymore. By any chance, were you aware of a character called Captain Hali Iwa when you were there on the North Shore?
Did he build boards?
No. What it was is in Hali Iwa, there used to be an old theater, and it became the subject of a huge fight between the McDonald's Corporation and other land developers, and this guy took it upon himself to create himself this character of Captain Hali Iwa to sort of attract attention to this fight, and ultimately they lost, and the theater was torn down, and there's a McDonald's there now. And Captain Hali Iwa himself is now an airline pilot. I was trying to actually get a screenplay because it's a wonderfully amazing story of the people of this small town trying to stand up to corporate encroachment, even though it has an unhappy ending. And that was about the time that you were there. Anyway, yeah. I just thought I'd ask, but please continue your story.
Well, I have recollections of the Hollywood Hali Iwa movie theater. It was actually like a Quonset hut, and when it rained, you couldn't hear the movie. I remember seeing Yellow Submarine there, and in 1969, it was just before the big swell hit that knocked my house down, which segues, I don't know if you remember history of Hawaii, but 1969 was the winter in early December when the biggest swell that had ever hit the islands came, and it knocked down my house with me in it, my friend in it. And we decided, because we were smoking Moroccan hash at the time that the house was knocked down, that we were going to go to Morocco and look for waves, right? This was the kind of logic space cadets use. So we ended up going to Germany.
Okay, and by the way, listeners, we are not encouraging the use of illegal or illicit drugs to any of our listeners. I'll tell you what, I'd like to pull back forward. I mean, you're back on the west coast of L.A. right now, or west coast of America?
No, I'm in Montauk, New York, on the very tip of Long Island.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful country there. But anyway, the reason I wanted you on the show is you've had some connection with the entertainment industry, as I understand it, and you wanted to talk about why you understood both the JFK assassination and 9/11, the official stories, were just absolute junk.
Yeah, well, I one of the things that I have done in my life is change... change everything. I've done that three times. The last time I did it, I decided to make a film about the lies we've been told, and I made after World War II the cutoff point, because if you want to know all the lies we've been told, you know, it would take an encyclopedia. But anyway, yeah, I decided on World War II and the JFK assassination because the friend that I was going to spend my life surfing with, but that I grew up with, when I left for Hawaii, he was drafted and went to Vietnam. And instead of joining me in Hawaii after his hitch, he was killed there. And on my last road trip, I've done three road trips, written books about, or made movies about all of them. My goal was to find out why my friend wasn't with me anymore. And that, I came to that after due diligence. You know, I believe, like you do, in really researching and critical thinking in terms of finding out what really happened. Because what really happened is really important, as opposed to what we were told happened. And the conclusion I came to was the one event that I could point to, not just that I could point to it, but that it was a big event, and that we were lied to, was the JFK assassination, and how that led directly to my friend, instead of being with me, like right now, talking to you, and being on this last road trip that I did, why he died, and the connection. To me, one of the premises that, one of the conclusions I come to through the research that I did and speaking to people on the road was that the way the world is now is a direct result. There are many turning points, but one of the major ones that people talk about, but they don't really, I think, understand how important it was the assassination and the fact that they got away with it, and the fact that that was a turning point also in the media. Dan Rather says television news as we know it was born the day President Kennedy was killed, and he's right. But he's
certainly
right.
His career took off then, you know, because Dan Rather was the one who told everybody the presidents had rocketed forward, and he went immediately from small town station right to network level, you know, shortly thereafter.
Right. But to me, the whole media complex was a part of the problem. Yes, Dan Rather specifically was. I use Dan Rather in the film a lot because of what you said. He was there, and he did so much reporting. And I zero in on him and a couple others in showing the lies they told. But don't forget, it's in the context of a film that is my dog and I giving up our home. I've done this twice. I did it before with another dog, and a book came out of it, In Search of Captain Zero, that did very well. I was searching for an old friend of mine that had disappeared in Central America. I spent a year and a half on the road in a camper with my dog surfing and looking for an old buddy. This time I left with a different dog because my old one had died, and hit the road in search of the truth about why my friend died, and also, as it turned out, to find out why people think what they do and where their denial comes from when you try to show them evidence that is absolutely inarguable. And there is evidence in the JFK case that's inarguable. They can tell, you know, you hear, oh, we'll never know the truth, and conspiracy theorists are this and that. But the truth is, there are a couple of things that if you zero in on them, like the autopsy photograph being faked, that's the piece of evidence that I zero in on.
Okay, Alan, we got to take. Alan, we got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be gone for about 3 minutes. We'll be back with Alan Weisbecker after Weisbecker. I keep blowing it. Weisbecker. After these few words.
Okay.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Aloha, welcome back to our show, and we're talking with Alan, and I still keep forgetting the correct way to pronounce it, Weisbecker.
Good enough.
Good enough, close enough for country and western. I apologize for that. I was up middle of the night on a radio interview, and I'm a little fluffy brain right now. listening to you, looking at the video that you sent over of the movie you're working on, I think you're living a life that a lot of people wish they had the courage to do, which was to simply drop everything, disconnect from home, work, throw everything in a camper and a truck and just go roaming across the face of the world. And there is a decided romantic aura to your adventures. Certainly your interaction with the dog, I can identify with that. I had a wonderful dog that sort of helped me deal with the collapse of my first marriage. Getting back to this issue, a lot of people, first of all, these days, pretty much everybody understands there was a conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy. The government, the corporate media, and Dan Rather did lie to cover it up. We live in an age where Americans are finally waking up and realizing that the government lying to them is not a sometimes, maybe occasional offense. It is an ongoing fire hose of bovine excrement that is used to control us and dominate us. And I think what you're dealing with when you're talking to people is that we all like to imagine ourselves as decent, upstanding, moral people who would have the courage to live the life of a hero and stand up to corruption. But the reality is when we start finding out that, yes, indeed, the government is corrupt and the corporations are behaving in a very bad way, you have to face that choice. Am I going to do something about it, which does carry risks to yourself and your family and your livelihood and your well-being? Or are you going to just stay silent and become complicit and an accessory after the fact to all these war crimes the government's committing? A lot of people don't want to have to face that choice. And right. So they gratefully accept the propaganda and say, okay, this is the real world. And, you know, I'm still a good person and I would still stand up against government corruption. I just don't see a reason to have to do it right now. And I, you know, went along with the Kool-Aid when Kennedy was assassinated. And I have always had the instincts of an archivist. I saved all the magazines and I kept them. And I looked at them. But it wasn't until Jim Garrison did his trial of CIA agent Clay Shaw that I really went back and I actually looked at all those magazines I saved. And I remember looking at that photo taken by James Altkins on the motorcade route, the moment when Kennedy grabs his throat. And there in the doorway of the book depository at ground level is Lee Harvey Oswald. And I learned a very important lesson that day to never, ever, ever trust anything the corporate media or the government is telling me. And going back through the magazine, I saw so many obvious fakes and frauds that had been invisible to me before.
Yeah. Well, no, you hit it on the nose there. What I do in the film, because I didn't want it to be a film about proving that we were lied to and that it was really a CIA or national security state operation. That's a better way of putting it. So I zeroed in on one thing that they can't argue about because it's all their own evidence. Now, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you'll remember this, but there's a photograph of Kennedy on the slab with his staring up and his eyes open, right? You remember, you've seen that.
Yes, I remember that. It's at my website.
Okay, yeah. You look at that, and then you just look at the X-ray that they have in the archives as the official X-ray, and the X-ray shows his forehead blown out, period. That's the end of that. That's their evidence. You don't even have to go to witnesses to know that they're lying. Now, that's something that you can see. And what I do in the film is just overlay them. But the striking thing about my film is I show this to people, and they're doing exactly what you were just talking about. They're not seeing it. It's like putting something in front of the face of a mannequin. And the reason of they're literally calling me crazy. This is about the Kennedy assassination. I'm not talking about 9/11 yet, even. Mm-hmm. And what it turned out that my film is about is the denial and how that denial works. And it's what you're talking about, I assume. I mean, I can't get in the minds of everyone, but when someone is confronted with something like the assassination of, you know, what in essence was a coup d'etat in this country, when they're confronted with that, they subconsciously know that if they accept the truth, they have to do something about it or they're not a good person. So the easiest way to live with that is to point at the person who brings it up, which was me in this case, and say there's something wrong with him. And that's what happened to me time after time while I'm traveling through Mexico with my pup and getting, and the only solace I got was from wave riding. And I tried to combine all this in a way where people, you know, what I'm hoping is that when someone who is like that, what I just described, sees someone else that's like him doing it on the screen, they're going to think, I don't want to be like that person. Then they're going to realize I am that person. And then possibly they will start to have an awakening. I mean,
okay,
you're not my audience. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're down to about 4 1/4 minutes. Is your movie out yet? And if so, where can people go to look at it?
Well, that's the good news. I've decided, even though I spent 6 years making this and most of my savings, it's on my website. And if any of your listeners go there, they can see it free. All they have to do is send me an email, and I bounce them back the YouTube unlisted URL. It doesn't cost a cent. I just think that it's not asking too much that they make the commitment to just send me an email. Then they get it back.
What's your email? What's your email address?
It's not the important thing is my website, banditobooks.com. That's Bandito with a T, banditobooks.com. And they go there. They can see the first 7 minutes of it to start with. Is right on there. You know, it's not a trailer. I don't believe in trailers. You can make anything look good. I show the first 7 minutes of the launching of my road trip and asking the question that is answered during the movie, which is there something wrong with me or is it the rest of the world? And then my dog and I take off with our surfboards in our pickup truck south and our adventures begin. And I have to tell you, if you look on the page, you know, I'm not bragging, I'm just stating a fact, it's got 100 thumbs up to 2 thumbs down so far, and it's hard to find that on YouTube. So there's nothing to lose by people going to look. You know, they want to donate to me, that's fine, but I'm not asking for that. I just want people to see it. You know, I have this urge to communicate the kinds of things you do every day, and this is my chance to do what you do every day. And I'm working on part two of the film, which will go much deeper into the rabbit hole. I tried to make a film that would get to 9/11 and the things that you talk about most on your show, but I found that there were so many lies that the best I could do to make a good, well-rhythmed movie was to go, okay, let's get to the first big turning point, which is killing JFK. And part two, which I'm working on now, is going to bring us up to 9/11 and to now. And I'm going to do it on the road. I'm leaving on another road trip next month. I'll be traveling all across the country.
All right, Alan, I can definitely see the influence of Endless Summer on your film work. I'm posting a link to your website from my website. Thank you for spending time with us today. We have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks, Mike.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at HeartDrop.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs to get from a doctor, and there's drugs to get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, and even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be all right. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're winding up on the last half hour of our program today. And Alan was kind of fun, and he sort of reminds me about a lot of the characters that we did see back in the 60s, where a lot more people were a little more carefree, and because they weren't aware what was really going on behind the scenes. And I know there's an old joke. If you remember the 60s, you weren't really there. But I remember back in the 60s, and all these bad things were going on, riots, assassinations, the war in Vietnam. But we always had that one thing we could look to with pride, and that was the nation's space program. It was the thing that we could feel really good about. And I remember this story that followed the flight of Apollo 8, where because the lunar module was behind schedule, they decided to just send Apollo 8 around the moon. And it was the last flight of the year. In fact, they spent Christmas by the moon, and there was that the biblical reading from lunar orbit, and they were sent this telegram from somebody who said, "You saved the year," because there was nothing else we Americans could really feel good about. And I miss the days where America was number one in space and we were just out there on the forefront of all this stuff. All right, let's get back to the economic news here. Over in Britain right now, more than 500,000 British subjects are facing foreclosure and repossession. Their economy is not doing very well, of course. They have a private central bank. Now, it was nationalized, but now they're tangled up with the European Central Bank, which is another private central bank, and that is the inevitable result of private central banking. The people get poor, the bankers get rich. It is designed that way. Now, there was a very bizarre article that I saw over at Investment Watch blog. There's an increasing likelihood a recession has begun. And I think it's a follow-on to where we had the GDP numbers that came out after the first quarter of the year, and they claimed that the economy had grown by 0.1%, and that allowed the government to say that, no, we're not in a recession, because a recession is defined as three consecutive quarters of negative growth. And they came out and said, 0.1%, huzzah, 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 and nobody really fell for that one. I think the reality is, behind all the government lies about the unemployment numbers and all the rigging of the markets and the rest of it, we are still in the economic depression that began in 2008. There has been no recovery. It's just something the government tries to tell you over and over again so you won't get upset at them. Yes, things are hard, but we're in a recovery. Things are getting better. The money junkies are doing great. They're making out like bandits, and I choose that word deliberately. But for Americans, ordinary working Americans, no, things are not getting better. There is no recovery. This collapse of the retail sector is a red warning flag that it's all coming apart. Story over at 12160. Apparently, the New Jersey, and I should say that, Nevada, or I'm going to get nasty letters again. The New Jersey government has now grabbed an elderly man's home through eminent domain in order to build a casino. Now, eminent domain was originally about the government being able to acquire your land for public infrastructure, necessary roads, things like that. It was not supposed to be used by the government to grab private property to give to private corporations, but that's what they're doing. And it reminds me of that scene out of Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles, where they're taking the state home for the mentally ill and turning it into the gambling casino for the mentally ill. And art mimics life, and here we are. This New Jersey government is going to take this old guy's home because they want room for a new casino. Now, I talked about this, or I mentioned it obliquely earlier on. Office Depot has just recalled 1.4 million chairs due to a fall hazard. Okay, these are specifically the Gibson leather task chair. And what it is the little plate on the bottom of the seat that goes into the hydraulic lifter is inadequately welded. And apparently a large number of them have just snapped off, which means the whole top of the chair falls over with the person sitting in it onto the floor, and some people have been injured. There have been 25 reports of contusions, abrasions, and other injuries. Now, as I was mentioning before the commercial break, back in the 1960s, we were the nation that put men on the moon, and today the United States can't even make a decent chair. Now, before you start ragging along with Phyllis Schlafly about this is just cheap crud coming in from China, Office Depot for a while was carrying their own domestically manufactured brand. And it did have problems. And now they're back to importing their chairs from countries that have not forgotten how to manufacture products. And remember, China can manufacture some really good things. They make the iPhone and the iPad and a bunch of other high-tech electronics that can't be made in the United States. But China will make whatever the importer wants them to make. If they want a quality product, they'll get a quality product. If the importer says, make the cheapest thing that you can for me so I get the most profit, the Chinese will say, okay, if that's what you want. And that's what they got. So if you are sitting on a Gibson leather task chair from Office Depot, it has to be taken back and replaced. Or you could find yourself on the floor. Now, yesterday we were talking about how eBay got hacked and the passwords, but we're being told the financial information was not compromised, but the passwords were. And they suggested all eBay users change their passwords. Apparently so many people are trying to change their passwords that the servers are swamped and eBay is saying, please keep trying, you must change your password. Now apparently they have known about this break-in for 3 months. Remember those retail compromises during the holiday shopping season, where they went for a very long time before they informed anybody of the compromise? Now eBay's done the same thing. It was 3 months. They knew the passwords were compromised, and only now are we finding out. So if you're looking through your eBay purchase history, and as the retail outlets close, more and more people are shopping online, we're going back to the model of the Sears catalog. We sit at home, we look through the pages or the computer screen, we order something, the mail delivery or the Wells Fargo wagon drives it up to our house. But look through your eBay history and make sure that everything that's on there is something you yourself ordered, because if the passwords were compromised, people could log on in as you, charge it to, you know, some stolen credit card, say it's a gift and ship to this alternate address. All righty. Interesting little survey, and this came out at 12160. Americans are more afraid of being tortured by their own government, the U.S. government, than the Chinese are of their government. Americans are more worried about being tortured by their government than the Chinese, and for that matter, the Russians. And, well, they should be with this revelation that these three prisoners in Guantanamo that we were all told committed suicide as an act of asymmetric warfare were actually tortured to death. Another movie reference here, The Life of Brian, at the very end when Brian's on the cross and they send the Jewish suicide squad and they storm up the hill to the base of the cross and then they stab themselves to death. That's what they're telling us these three prisoners in Guantanamo did. Apparently there was a protest against police brutality in Salinas, California. One dead, riot police responded and just clubbed the protesters into submission. Police excuse is, they were taunting us. They were saying bad words to us. Of course we had to kill them. Another video cop, officer pulled a man over, told him to sit on the curb. The man didn't sit immediately. The officer attacked him with such force that he lost a testicle, was completely crushed, meaning the cop drove his knee into the guy's gonadal region. 11-year-old mistakenly held at gunpoint, handcuffed by the Vallejo police. NYPD officers allegedly smashed boy's head through window, nearly killing him. Now, this one's a little lighter. Down in Camden County, an officer was taken off of duty for allegedly walking into a Starbucks and jerking off. And if that doesn't tell you these guys are on SSRIs, nothing will. Apparently, down in Brevard County, Florida, the Melbourne Police Department has managed to misplace one of their M16 rifles. Now, these aren't AR-15 semi-automatic. The M16s are full submachine guns, and they just sort of misplaced one of those. Very well done. All right, a police, a rabbi, and a Boy Scout leader. Actually, sounds like the beginning of a joke. A police chief, a rabbi, and a Boy Scout leader walk into a bar. Apparently, police chief, a rabbi, and a Boy Scout leader are among 70 men and one woman arrested on charges of trading child pornography. Those people in the funny-looking robes and the uniforms and stuff, shouldn't trust them because of the funny-looking robes and the uniforms and stuff. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment here, and I'm just responding to an email I got from somebody. Apparently, I've annoyed somebody over at Office Depot because I just got an email saying, well, you know, Americans are obese. Really, it's their own fault they're falling out of the chairs. No, it isn't. The wells were faulty. And if you are a store in the United States of America selling chairs for Americans, you sell chairs that will hold the weight of the average American. I was over in the hardware store the other day, and I noticed now ladders are graded for maximum acceptable weight. I never saw that when I was a kid. You got a ladder, it was going to hold you. And if all your, you know, your brother decided he was going to use the ladder, he could use it without worrying about the weight rating. It's just a way of shaving off more and more to sell us less product for more money. It's fascism. I saw the same thing when I was working in Italy back in the 1980s. Just everything was made so poorly so that you're constantly having to buy new versions of everything as it broke. You know, I bought myself a shoulder bag in Milan, and it was broken before I even got it to London. Anyway, now, Apparently down in New Mexico at the WIT plant, there is a concern now that some 500 barrels of this nuclear waste that was packed with kitty litter are now compromised. Apparently they were using the kitty litter to keep the material separate and not get close enough to spontaneously fission, and they changed brands of kitty litter to save money, and the new brand of kitty litter started a chemical reaction with some of the waste products, producing a highly corrosive material, which is eating through the sides of the drums. Remember what I said about how all this technology could be safe if you weren't letting the money junkies make those key important decisions? Now, here's a really good one. Down in Louisiana, they're having the hearings about these pipelines, and an environmental activist came in with photos of oil pipes, leaking oil pipes that had been repaired by taping garbage bags over the leaks with duct tape to show how reckless the oil companies are in handling these situations. And apparently this Louisiana representative, Vance McAllister, you know, would say, come on, they're taking initiative, you know, this is what America is you improvise and you fit. And he's just making excuses for the fact that these oil companies are perfectly okay with leaking pipelines. And they just, you know, garbage bag and duct tape, and you know that's not going to hold underneath pressure, especially because what passes for duct tape in the hardware stores today isn't what it used to be. If you want real duct tape, which used to be called missile tape, they still sell it in Hollywood supply stores. It's called gaffer's tape, and it's really, really good stuff. But the stuff they have in the hardware stores that they're calling duct tape, the stick-em doesn't work. I gave up even trying to use that one. Apparently, over at the Pasteur Institute, they have been ordered to suspend all activities. Apparently, 2,000 test tubes with the SARS virus have gone missing. Now, the Pasteur Institute is out there saying that the tubes do not pose any infection risk until, of course, you drop one. Then it's a whole different story. But 2,000 test tubes of this very, very dangerous virus. Now, out in, I think this is California, Independent Living News, there is a new virus that is paralyzing victims in the state. It hasn't affected too many people. The symptoms seem to be similar to polio, but the hospital tests are not showing polio is present. So this is something completely new that's out there. And they've ruled out West Nile virus and botulism. The patients have not traveled overseas or been in contact with anybody overseas. So this something new popped up over there. The Center for Constitutional Rights is now challenging Idaho's ag-gag law. This is a law that makes it a crime in Idaho to report on misbehavior by the large agricultural corporations, whether it's the giant corporate farmers, GMO companies. If you blow the whistle on them, you will go to jail. This seems to be following the same model of that law that we saw where they're going to make it a prison sentence to reveal the content of those fracking chemicals that have been pumped down into the ground, and now we're finding out they're not going to get the oil and gas back they thought they were. Now, the Obama administration has finally responded to the fracking controversy by saying there will now be a federal regulation of fracking chemicals, probably to the same extent that they're regulating GMO. In other words, they're going to say, it's none of your business, trust us, we'll take care of you. But this thing about the fracking is just amazing. It's angering. WakingTimes.com has an article on the extreme levels of Roundup pesticide detected in food, glyphosate. And it is being found in processed foods. The processing is not removing the glyphosate. Monsanto basically came out and said the glyphosate, it's organic, it decomposes, the soil will be left clean, there's nothing left behind. Another complete, absolute lie. Another story, research report in naturalnews.com. They're reporting on another study on GMO, basically this one involving pigs. And this one's coming out of Denmark. There was this pig farmer who basically went over to Roundup Ready soybeans to feed his pigs. They all became sick. They lost their appetite, developed diarrhea, among other symptoms. And he said it all began when he fed them genetically modified soybeans treated with Roundup. And it's getting a lot of media coverage in Europe, but of course none here in the United States of America. Interesting article. This came out of fastcoexist.com. Apparently, Monsanto is getting concerned that more and more people are wondering if Monsanto is somehow behind colony collapse disorder, either through reckless use of pesticides or genetically modified pollen, which we already know harms benign insect species. That's what happened to the monarch butterflies. And there was a peer-reviewed study in the journal Nature back in, I think it was 1999, if I recall correctly, that confirmed that monarch butterflies that were feeding on the pollen of genetically modified plants, they were producing malformed caterpillars. And we all know the monarch butterfly population was just devastated. And so Monsanto decided they were going to host their own bee conference to go on out there and say, hey, no, it's not it's the cell phone towers, and it's this, and it's that, and they're out there pushing the propaganda. And we know this claim that colony collapse disorder comes from the cell towers is nonsense, because cell towers have been around for a lot of years, along with other radio transmitters, TV stations, radio stations. And the colony collapse disorder basically came in together with the GMO crops. I'm sure by now Monsanto is hard at work developing their Roundup Ready bees to go with their Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready soybean and Roundup Ready babies. Meanwhile, apparently there was a case, this was reported NBC Philadelphia, a big rig hauling hives of live bees overturned on I-95. We have reached the point right now where bees are so in such short supply, they're literally trucking the hives from field to field to field to get the pollination done. That's how critical this is. If the honeybees go away completely, the cost of food is going to go up because pollinization is going to have to be done by hand. Or you'll just go ahead and buy your pre-germinated seeds from Monsanto. Maybe that's an intentional part of the business plan to make sure that organic and natural farming can't happen. If there's no bees, they're going to have to buy those seeds from Monsanto. Do you think Monsanto would not do something like that out of a sense of morality? I rather doubt that at all. All righty. Interesting little factoid. The House Science Committee has held more hearings on alien life in other worlds than on the issue of climate change, which means they're wasting money on both subjects. And they are. They're still out there pushing that whole thing about global warming. They're desperate for your carbon taxes. And I don't think they realize just the extent to which they've undermined their own credibility with the American people. Which is why I'm telling you right now, the most important thing you can do, the best thing you can do to help us out here, besides donate to Republic Broadcasting, is to go out and talk to your friends, your coworkers, your students. The ones who don't want to listen or argue, just ignore them. There are millions of Americans who know something's gone wrong. They don't know what it is, but they're asking the questions, and you must make yourself present to answer them. There's the music. I have to go run some errands this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Share what you know with who you know, and aloha, America.